Tim Gossage in the chair. Thanks for your company. We're talking NBL right now, and we're doing so with James Duncan, who is the coach of the Brisbane Bulls. James, appreciate your time. We know you're hard-pressed for time. How are you holding up, mate, in this very much floating fixture of the NBL?
Appreciate you having me on, brother. Yeah, it's been obviously an interesting 3 weeks since our last game and then yesterday's game. And then obviously with COVID hitting our team, more than half our group had COVID. And then the entire team was in isolation for 7 to 10 days and just trying to navigate through all that. So it's been an interesting ride, but we will continue to endure and we're back at it. Yesterday was a little bit of a struggle, but we'll get back to work tomorrow.
Yeah, it was the simplistic nature of the fact is that you hadn't been able to play for 3 weeks. And, you know, as you say, when you're in lockdown and in quarantine, it's really difficult. So you get put out on court against a team that's got some talent, New Zealand, albeit they haven't had a win prior to that one. Did you just sense you were flat and you were finding it hard to sort of get into the groove?
It was just really interesting, like just getting on the court for the first time with our entire group on Tuesday and then playing this game against the Breakers, which obviously when you haven't won a game, you're desperate to win a game. And then you're just trying to – we step on the court and we're trying to muster up enough energy, especially in that first quarter, to combat some of the punches that they were throwing at us. Credit to our guys, which were able to bounce back in the second and the third and the fourth quarter. But it was like we couldn't get over the hump when it came to just executing and just the small details of like boxing out and rebounding or diving on the floor or just being in the right spot at the right time. And I don't know if that was because of us not being in appropriate shape or they say fatigue. Fatigue makes cowards of us all, and I sensed that for sure in that game.
I had the privilege of watching you play courtside. I was sitting alongside Andrew Vlahov when you're over in Perth for those two games where you're over here for 2 weeks in a row, and I thought you were fantastically courageous. You got that double overtime win, which is absolutely brilliant in a very difficult place to win. He says, Andrew Vlahov said at the time, James, that he genuinely believes that 2 weeks in Perth at the start of the year in a COVID-affected season will be of huge benefit to Brisbane once everything starts to settle down. Can you see some positives out of that fortnight in WA?
So there was so many great things that came from those 2 weeks there. Obviously, winning, as you said, winning in Perth is very difficult to do. So when you're able to get a win like that, it's nice to have that under our belt. And then in the second game, there was a lot of things that went on in the third quarter there. But we were right there. And then, you know, Perth does what they do. And they locked down a little bit. And Bryce made some difficult shots. But it was a great learning experience for us to understand that we're capable of winning and playing against these top teams. And we were able to take that into our fourth game against the Hawks, which we ended up winning. And we were trending. It seemed like we were trending in the right way. We were kind of understanding like how we can be successful. But at the same time, when we don't look good, what that looks like. And from our first game against the Jack Jumpers and then against the second game against Perth, we understood where our mistakes were. And so we're like, all right, like we're in our good way right now. And then obviously COVID hits. Again, we don't want to make any excuses. But it did seem like it took a little bit of our momentum away. But every team's going to be going through that themselves. And so now it's, as I said, it's back to work and back to grinding and giving them a crack next Saturday against Southeast Melbourne.
Yeah, no doubt. So Southeast Melbourne Phoenix is the next clash for the Brisbane Bullets. James Duncan, the coach of the Bullets, is online. James, just in regards to, I chatted with Homicide last week on air and he just said Franks is one of the best players to come to the league. Are we seeing that? Has he got a way to go? Seeing him courtside, he's an awesome talent. Probably is a bit of a roller coaster in regards to in and out of games. He has an impact for a quarter and then seems to go a little bit quiet. Almost sums up the Brisbane season so far.
For sure. I think any new foreigner coming into the league has a little bit of a time to get used to how the league is officiated and just the up and down play of it all. I think the biggest factor is just like, this is a physical league. And if you're coming from, let's say, the G League or the NBA in itself, I would say it's not as physical unless until you get to the playoffs at least. And so just getting your mindset around that, because obviously he has the skill. He's a very skilled player and can shoot the ball, he can put it on the floor, he can do a lot of different things. It's just getting that, getting his feet a little bit wet and just getting himself comfortable, which he was able to do after a few practices and a few games. And now after being out, now we want to try to, again, get enough practices in so that we're prepared for next Saturday. Definitely agree with Homicide where he is one of the top players in the league. And we just want to get ourselves, again, moving in the right direction.
Last one before we let you go, and I appreciate your time here. James Duncan from the Brisbane Bullets is online. How are you enjoying the head coach role, mate? I know you've been in the system as an assistant coach for a couple of years now here in the NBL, but well, you roll out the very top shelf suit and tie and shirt combo. So you are the best looking dude going around when it comes to the coaching ranks. Oh, you've got class above and the shoes are shiny as well. But then again, you are alongside Pete Crawford and he makes anyone look good. He's a great man, PC. He's a great fella. How are you enjoying it, mate? I know it's only in the early days, in the infancy of being a head coach, but how are you enjoying it?
Well, first thing is PC's been great. Vandy as well. They've been both amazing for me, dealing with my rants during our coaches' meetings. But so I just want to put that out there. But I'm really enjoying my time being a head coach for the Bullets. Learned a lot from Will Weaver the last year and a half when I was with him. Also, like, I want to throw Luke Longley's name in there, one of my mentors as well. So it's been a good ride to this point. My main focus is just making sure that we play the right way. And it's been interesting because the guys, they see it, right? And they feel it and they know when we're playing the right way, but then we fall back into these moments when we're not moving the ball the way that we should be moving the ball, or we're not sitting down and locking up one-on-one or rebounding the ball the way we needed to rebound, or just diving on the floor for the loose balls. And so that's, we're trying to build a standard here where we can, you know, the fans can enjoy and everyone can look at and say, when they come to play the Brisbane Bullets, it's going to be a tough, hard-nosed 40 minutes of hell. And they're going to have to play their best basketball to beat us. And that's what we're trying to build up in these last months. And it's a continuous process. But we do see the signs, and more and more by each week goes by, we are getting better. And so we just want to continue on that path and just move past this situation with COVID. And hopefully we can get some more wins and then see what happens throughout the course of the season.
Good on you, Coach Duncan. Appreciate you taking time out to chat to us, and all the very best to our Brisbane audience who are listening on SEN right now, right around the country. I think it's refreshing that with Brisbane Bullets are up and around and up and about. The league is a healthy place. Thanks for joining us, mate, and good luck.
Appreciate the shout out, my man. Take care.
Good. There he is, James Duncan, coach of the Brisbane Bullets. Seen him in the flesh a couple of times. They are the real deal. When they're up and about, they're going to be very, very hard to beat. Time to get some news right now, of course, and then we'll come back and talk tennis. Brett Phillips not too far away. Ash Barty, Rafa Nadal, and also making a bit of news. What's his name? Novak.